have special guests, which I'm very excited about. And I had Lasser and Scholes, who is the, I'm going to give the official title, coordinator, Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotion Board. And here's the cool thing. Your parents are right outside. I met them a few weeks ago. Lovely people, as are you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. But our really, really special guest, Allison Dairyland Haley Heinzel is here.
Thank you for having me on.
I saw you walk by yesterday, and we couldn't snag you quickly enough. So when you came with Anna, I was like, we got to get her on the program. All right, so we've got to ask the obvious question. How does one become Allison Dairyland?
So it is quite a long, rigorous, but extremely rewarding process. It's about a 5 to 6 month interview process. It started in January of this year and culminated in May in the host county. They do a different county every year. So this year it was Door County. We ended with a 3-day partially public job interview that included speeches, media interviews, and 6 industry tours. And then at the end of that process, Alice is selected.
Was there a physical challenge? An obstacle course? Anything like that? Running around like milk things or
not quite. We were on a couple different farms, and so some of that, you know, you got to step around certain things, but nothing too crazy and physical.
When we were talking before you came on, I always thought you had to have like this dairy farm background, but you don't have to do that.
No. So I'm originally from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, which is a pretty urban area.
Shout out to Oconomowoc.
Yeah. Woo. pretty urban area. I did not grow up on a farm. And so I got into agriculture through the FFA organization in high school. I milked a cow for the first time in 2018, set my life on a new path towards learning everything I could.
Was it the milking of the cow that changed your direction, or was it just a cool thing you did?
I honestly think it was the milking of the cow.
Really?
Yes. The last 6 years I spent a majority of my time in the dairy industry, but I take any opportunity to learn anything I can about agriculture.
And how do you know Ann?
I met Ann through working at Dairy Lane. I started that 2 summers ago. So I was teaching fairgoers about the $45.6 billion dairy industry in our state, and I was milking cows here at the state fair, which was a lot of fun.
And I don't know if I ever told you this, but I like Ann because, one, she brings stuff. But two, she's a really nice person, and I got to know her a little bit because we spent some time on the show last year. She brings the grilled cheese sandwiches, which are fantastic, in the Wisconsin Pavilion, and I'll let you, we're going to talk after Alice leaves here, or I should say Haley, but you brought cheese samples as well, so that's a geeky part of this. So when you're doing your job,
yes,
what are you doing?
So I am all over the fairgrounds. I'm kind of hard to track down. If you want to know exactly where I am, you can find Flat Alice, which
is there an Alice tracker?
Flat Alice is in Dairy Lane, so she's a cardboard cutout of me, and she's got a little sign that'll tell you exactly where I am. But sometimes you'll find me over in Dairy Lane helping with the milking demonstrations and talking to fairgoers. At 1 o'clock p.m., I'll be in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion giving a presentation on Wisconsin dairy, and I'll be all over the fairgrounds enjoying the shows and meeting exhibitors.
You are a great communicator, and that's got to be you mentioned you have to do speeches and stuff. That's got to be a big part of what you do, just telling people about dairy and Wisconsin. That's got to be a kick to do that.
Absolutely. I have so much fun doing media and speeches and meeting so many people.
So how much walking around do you do each day at the fair?
Quite a bit. I think yesterday I was at like 17,000 steps.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's quite a bit of walking back and forth, seeing everybody. It's a lot of fun.
Well, here's the thing. You could almost eat whatever you want when you do 17,000 steps.
Yeah.
Did you have a grilled cheese sandwich? I had a Swiss cheese grilled cheese yesterday. Fantastic.
Personally, my favorite is the cheddar, but they have some great feature flavors coming next week, too, with different cheeses every day to try. So that's very exciting.
And we were talking about this during the break. There's a couple places on a hot day where you can cool off. One is the Wisconsin Pavilion, the Cream Puff Pavilion, certainly at our studios here at 620 WTMJ in the Fishbowl, and at the, what's the one next to this?
Grand Champion Hall,
which is amazing, by the way. If you're a fan of landscape flowers and all that,
yes,
it looks spectacular. All right, so I'm going to ask you this before we let you go, because you have, like, obligation after obligation. When you're not doing the Alice in Dairyland thing, your favorite thing to do at the fair?
My favorite thing to do at the fair? I really do love watching the shows. That's something I'm really featuring this week. If you want to follow along on Alice's adventures during the state fair, you can check me out on Facebook and Instagram. I'm doing lots of Facebook Lives.
All right. Haley Heinzel, we're going to let you go. We're going to have a break here. And then the terrific Ann Scholes, I'm going to taste a cheese sandwich because you brought the cheddar with you today, right? And we'll talk about some of the other great cheese things and all the great happenings with all the cool stuff at the Wisconsin State Fair. We are broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studio. Thank you, Haley.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great rest of your day. Ann will stick around. Lots more to get to on the upswing. Don't forget the great folks at Horicon Bank who are making this all possible. And we got to say to Jeff Sherman, enjoy the day off. More after this. Not to chew on the air, so I ate some of the great cheddar cheese grilled sandwich that Ann Scholes brought us. She's the coordinator of Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotion Board. Your lovely parents are outside. Give them a shout out.
Good morning. Yeah, Mark and Mary Hunink of Cedar Grove, Wisconsin. They're sitting right, or standing right behind me here.
And I talked to them a couple of weeks ago, and your dad was telling me about the farm, and they sold the cows and all that stuff.
About
yeah.
a year ago. Yeah. I've been listening to 620, this radio station, since I was able to hear.
Youngster?
Yes.
All right. So you're all about the cheese. First, let's tell people, because if you don't know this, and I don't know how you cannot know this, but you can go to the Wisconsin Pavilion anytime the fair is open and get a great grilled cheese sandwich. Yesterday they had cheddar and Swiss. What do they got going today?
So today we have cheddar and Swiss again. So
Swiss is amazing, and so is the cheddar. I just had like three bites of it.
Yeah. We are having the cheddar and the Swiss all weekend, and next week we're bringing in some specialty flavors. So plan out your trips to the fair. We're going to have some blue ribbon cheese grilled cheese sandwiches.
Are we announcing what they might be?
We're going to talk about it. So Monday we're going to have pepper jack, which is always a fan favorite.
Which is my favorite cheese.
Yes, it is a fan favorite.
Monday, and I'll be here Monday.
Monday, perfect. Come on over.
All right.
And then Tuesday we're going to have a smoky pepper fontel cheese, and that's from Lake...
You're like speaking to me today.
I know, yes, 2 days in a row. So that's from Lake Country Dairy, Schumann Cheese, all the way over in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. So if you've never seen these cheeses, they are truly a work of art. So cheese making is a science, but really it's also an art too. So these are wheels of cheese, short wheels of cheese. So that means they're not very tall, maybe 2 or 3 inches tall. And they are hand rubbed with these flavorings and spices. So they are just phenomenal. You can get them at Kroger's, Sam's Clubs, different areas around here.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wisconsin cheeses are the best in the world because we win a lot of awards.
Wisconsin cheese does win more awards than any other state or country.
How is that not talked about more?
I know. Yeah. So we really do have some of the best cheese and the best cheesemakers right here in Wisconsin.
All right. So let's talk about always curious about the numbers. Do you know like how many sandwiches you're going to sell today?
We will probably sell hopefully about 5,000 sandwiches 5, today.
5,000 grilled cheese sandwiches. So I don't never watch the process. They have like the loaves of bread. Is that how it is? It boxes of bread? What happens there?
We are all about putting out as many sandwiches as we can. So yeah, everything is a process. It's kind of an assembly line. So we have a buttering station, we have a grilling station, we have a bagging station, and then the sandwich goes out to the consumers. So it's really an industrial process, so to speak.
I'm guessing cheddar is the most popular, right?
Oh, for sure.
Why is that?
I think it's just the most well-known. Cheddar is very versatile. It's what most people have in the refrigerator at home.
I would pick Swiss before cheddar.
And they're both good melters, too, so.
I guess it's like the kind of pasta you like. Right? Some people like the manicottis or the rigatoni. Some people like the angel hair. It's different. Everybody's different.
Yep, that's right.
All right, so I asked Haley this question. When you're not being the coordinator of all the dairy stuff, what are you enjoying at the fair? Your parents are here. Are you going to hang out with your parents today?
I might have a chance to hang out with my parents, but I truly do love the Wisconsin Products Pavilion. It's just so neat to see all the different things that are coming out of Wisconsin. And, you know, we're leading the nation in a lot of these things, too.
So let's talk about some of the things that are in there. I know you can get a bison buffalo sandwich. You can get pizza. There's I think it's Portese is the pizza provider, vendor. There's other things. Walk us through some of the things in the pavilion, which is also, by the way, AC'd.
Yeah, so, you know, you got your fruits like cherries, cranberries, apples, you said potatoes.
Baked potato!
Cattlemen's are in there. Pork producers are also there. And there's also, we are in there with shakes. You can get a chocolate or vanilla shake. And we're partnering with the Wisconsin State Fair Park Foundation. So all the money raised in the shake shop and the Real Wisconsin Cheese Grill, we are reinvesting that back into the fair in dairy education and capital investments into the fair.
Do you ever get tired of talking about cheese?
No. I'm from Wisconsin.
I know, but
it's in my blood.
Everybody reaches a point, but you I can tell you love your job because I've met you now for 2 years and talked to you. You are fully embracing the culture of cheese in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and we also have a dairy products contest here at the fair, so you can see those winners. The first, second, and third place winners are on display in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, and that's one of the ones that I brought with me here. So the spicy beer from
yes.
Pine River.
All of these are. Do I get to keep these?
You get to keep
oh,
these.
Oh my goodness!
So this was actually a blue ribbon winner this year.
Pine River spicy beer cold pack cheese.
It is phenomenal. They're available in a lot of different retailers. Check them out. Great company, great family.
I see your engineer John eyeing up my cheese here, thinking that he might get his hands on it. We'll have to negotiate that. But yeah, I always appreciate you stopping by. We'll see you next year as well. You'll probably see me around the fair, and you will see me in the Wisconsin Pavilion because in moments, when I'm done here at 11, my wife Kathy and I, we will go get a cheese sandwich in the Wisconsin Pavilion.
So. We'll see you there.
Ann Schultz, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Steve.
We are broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studio, Wisconsin State Fair, 620 WTMJ.